Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today. You know, we always look forward to talking about the annual deer hunt, and who better to talk with than Dan Small. He has been the host and producer of public television's Outdoor Wisconsin since its premiere in 1984. He also hosts and produces a weekly radio show called Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. And he does the annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin special. So he's been doing that for a long, long time. You may have some questions about the new rules and regulations. You may have some questions about the new Deer Hunt Wisconsin special. Maybe some thoughts on the population of deer. Love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Send us an email at ideas@wpr.org, or you can post your questions and comments on our Facebook page. Dan Small, welcome back.
Larry, it's good to be back in studio with you. The last couple times we've done this over the phone.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here in the studio. And you've been doing these deer hunt specials forever.
This is the 26th annual. Yeah, we've done it since 1991 when the bonus tags first came around and people didn't know what they were all about. And the DNR folks said, you know, we ought to do a show on that. And so we did. And that was actually the most popular show on Milwaukee Public Television for the whole month of November that year. Yeah, it was great.
I have to admit to you that I missed one in the late 80s. I was in Trinidad and Tobago for a year, and so I didn't see that one.
You had a good excuse, though.
I had a good excuse. Oh, man. And now to talk about where people can see the show before we go any further.
Yeah, well, we start tonight on Fox Sports Wisconsin and Fox Sports North, and that's an hour-long version of the show right after the Minnesota Wild hockey game. So it's about 9:30 post-game. Okay. And then it repeats a couple of times on the weekend on Fox. But then it starts airing on Wisconsin Public Television on the digital channel. That's the .2 channel. Yeah. It airs on this Saturday morning at 10:30.
Okay, good time.
And up in Duluth Superior, WDSE and WRPT Hibbing, they're going to air the show 10:30 on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then Milwaukee Public Television airs the show for the first time on the 16th. That's Thursday night. I believe at 9:30 in the regular time slot for Outdoor Wisconsin, repeats it on opening morning, so most of us aren't going to watch that one. And Wisconsin Public TV, I think, is repeating the show that Thursday, the 16th, at 11 p.m. So there are lots of opportunities.
Yeah, my mind is reeling. Where can we go to get the full schedule?
Yeah, well, I posted that on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook/DeerHuntWI and run it all together as one word, DeerHuntWI. I just posted it again this morning, so the whole schedule's right there.
It's wonderful. Dan Small, our guest today. Again, if you have questions for him, and I see we already have some callers online, number to call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. And let's go to Carl in Madison first. Carl, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks. Great show. I was hiking on the Ice Age Trail a couple days ago, and I heard some distant gunshots. And then I got off trail a little, and I heard more, and I thought, oh, I better go back to the trail. And I got back to the kiosk. There was a sign that said some trails might be closed during hunting season. And I just would like to know what the dates and the rules are about hiking during hunting season, like Ice Age Trail, state parks, county parks, et cetera. I don't even know if hunting season has started yet. So,
yeah, there is a hunt. Quite a bit of hunting is already going on, Dan, but go ahead and talk.
Yeah, that's right. The small game seasons are open, and if you heard occasional sporadic shots, it was probably someone hunting squirrel or pheasant or grouse, depending on where you were. If it could have been someone target shooting, I'm not sure, of course. The rules vary. Some state parks are open to hunting. In fact, on our show, on the commercial version of the show that airs tonight, we interview Darren Marsh, who is the superintendent of Dane County State Parks. Yeah. Or, the county parks, rather.
Dane County.
And he explains that they welcome hunters, but there are areas where you can and where you can't hunt. So I know that on the DNR website, there is information on hunting in state parks. And that's, I would just go to dnr.wi.gov and type in the keywords hunting in state parks, and there should be an explanation there.
If you've got a park in mind you want to go to, I just go to that DNR site, or probably even the parks themselves have their own sites that you can go to and get that information.
Yeah, and
it's going to vary a lot.
It does, and then the actual hunting season dates are also on the DNR website. The gun deer season begins on November 18th, but there are other seasons before that and after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl, thanks a lot for calling. David in Whitehall has a question. David, your turn.
Yeah, thanks. First time I'm calling. Okay, my question is, I don't know, if I hunt during gun season using a pole, can I fill my bow tag? And if I hunt with a gun, can I fill my bow tag with a gun?
You can't fill your bow tag with a gun.
Right.
I know that. The bow season runs straight through the gun season, so if you've got a bow buck tag or antlerless tag and you want to shoot a deer with a bow or crossbow, and if you have the crossbow authorization, you can do that. But you can't tag a...
No.
You can tag a deer with your gun tag if you've taken it with the bow, but you can't do
can't
it the
do it
other,
the other way around.
Yeah.
Can't do it the other way around.
Okay, but if I'm using my bow, I can use my bow tag.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Okay, and not with a gun.
You can't put your gun...
No, I can't put my... I can't fill my bow tag using a gun.
That's correct.
That's right.
But it, the other way I can.
Yes.
Because I'd rather bow hunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Good
for
you. More power to you.
Yeah, good for you. Thanks a lot, David. Appreciate the call. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. Jim in Bayfield County up next. Hi.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Dan. This is Jim, the lake guy from Bayfield County. And Dan, we talked before. I have a question about CWD. I have heard that if a hunter shoots a deer and wants to have that deer tested for CWD, it is possible to request that. Do you know about that?
That's absolutely true. You can find a location of collection head collection stations on the DNR website. You can, I'm going to post them on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page as well. And there are some places, DNR field stations and offices, where you can actually take a deer and have them remove the lymph nodes and send them in
do
for
it
testing.
Right on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. So then I would cut the deer up, and then I would kind of put it away and wait until I got a response before I used any.
That's what I would do. Yes, a friend of mine shot a buck in Grant County, and he said it was a very skinny looking deer. Deer looked healthy, but there was no fat on it and real thin. And so he, and this was bow season a couple of weeks ago, he had the lymph nodes removed by a taxidermist. It was a nice deer. And he's waiting for the test results. So I guess it takes a couple of weeks at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, and by the way, I'm cutting up a deer right now. I had good luck. I got a nice big 8-pointer Sunday night. Came in just the way he's supposed to, and going to go in the freezer.
There you go.
Put a couple of those chops on Facebook, and we'll taste them here. I wish we could do that.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you very much for calling. A good friend of mine shot an 8-pointer with a bow just a couple days ago, too. So,
and my radio partner Jeff Kelm shot would have been a 10-pointer, but he'd broken off three tines. A beautiful buck, and everybody's seeing deer now. I'm getting Facebook messages and text messages with big dead deer pictures and guys smiling. And here we are in the studio.
Here we are in the studio. Well, I tell you what, on your your show, you have quite a nice little piece on CWD as part of the program.
That's right. And we interviewed Brian Richards, who is mm-hmm. the emerging disease specialist with the USDA National Wildlife Health Lab, which is right here in Madison. And he talks about the increasing prevalence of CWD. He talks about in some really hot spot places, particularly north central Iowa County.
Yeah.
He said 40% or more of adult bucks, you know, mature, like two and a half, three and a half year old. He said it's literally a coin flip.
Yeah.
Whether that deer has CWD. And they may not show clinical signs until they're practically dead. And so you just don't know when you see a deer.
And you need to, and that's all the more reason to have it tested. And it's the testing is, there's no charge with the testing, is there, or is there?
I'm not sure. I don't believe there is. I know the DNR wants to test more deer, and so they have made those kiosks available around the state.
Dan in Coloma up next. Hi, Dan. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. I have a question. While hunting on public grounds, is it legal to target practice on them?
The state forests and other properties have designated target ranges. And I know it's legal to shoot there, but I don't think you can do like we used to do back in the old days and find a gravel pit and just put up a can and start shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a public hunting across the street from me, and I hear it sounds more like target practice than
actual hunting. Yeah. Well, it's possible on that public, there may be a designated spot for it.
Yeah, there could be. Or maybe they're pheasant hunting or something.
Yeah, it could be. David in Eau Claire, we'll go to you next. Hi, David.
Hi. Dan might recognize my voice. I just saw him a couple days ago.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Dave Roll is the editor and videographer for Deer Hunt Wisconsin. Don't tell me you shot a big deer.
No, I saw a great one last night just before dark. And, in fact, I am looking at my hunting ground right now, and as soon as I get off the radio with you, I'm going to go sit in a tree stand the rest of the day.
Okay. Good for you.
I was listening to the show on the way out here, and the reason I'm calling is your bow hunter, who called in a few minutes ago and asked if it's possible to hunt through the bow season. Yes, it is, but one thing that was not mentioned is he has to wear blaze orange under the same requirements that a gun hunter would. Just for safety's sake, if he's going to be slinking around the woods still hunting or even sitting in a tree stand, he has to be visible for safety's sake.
That is very, very good that you called, because I completely forgot about that, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Anytime there's a firearm deer season and you're hunting, you must wear blaze orange. Even during the youth season back in October, if you're grouse hunting, you've got to wear, you know, enough blaze orange to be legal. So thanks for clarifying
it.
That,
even if you were a squirrel hunter or anything else, during that 9-day gun deer season, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything
but waterfowl hunting. That's the one you don't have to. So, well, thanks for calling. Get up there in that tree and send me a picture of the deer if you get him.
I'll let you know how I do.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And, you know, it reminds me of an earlier caller who was talking about you're not hunting, but you want to go hiking or something in the woods. If you're doing it during that deer season, it is really necessary, as far as I'm concerned, to be wearing some blaze orange or one of the blaze bright colors.
I agree. I really think it ought to be mandatory, but, you know, you can't.
No.
I don't think you can make people do that. I remember one tragic accident many, many years ago. A woman was wearing a tan coat and had white mittens and a white hat, and she was shot during the muzzleloader season. And, you know, that's asking for.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for shooting at a person when you should be deer, you know, when you're deer hunting. But, gosh, I don't want to be out there dressed in deer colors.
No, for sure. Madeline in De Pere, let's turn to you next. Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I have a question. It's my understanding that chronic wasting disease is spread by prions, P-R-I-O-N-S.
Yes.
And that they cannot be killed in any way. If you use a knife to cut the deer for testing it, do have to throw the knife away.
I believe that you can use bleach or another disinfectant, but I would defer to the chronic wasting disease specialists. I know there is information on the USDA National Wildlife Health Lab website.
National Wildlife Health website. So you can check there. I'm sure they're not telling you to throw away the knife or not use the knife anymore. But there's probably some proper cleaning that it should be followed.
Yeah. I've never had a deer. I've never tested one. I don't hunt in that
area.
In the immediate area. I did hunt in Richland County a few times on the property owned by a guy you might know, Doug Duren. And he tests every deer. And I didn't shoot one, so I haven't had one tested yet. But I'm not sure what they do at the stations where, the DNR is removing the lymph nodes. But I do know I've seen it done, and I know they wear the blue plastic gloves, and they use a scalpel, and I don't see what they do with it after that.
Yeah. Thanks for that question. Somebody else might have a further response on that. Joe in Chippewa Falls, it's your turn. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Larry. I just got to ask, and I'm not quite an avid hunter, but I don't blame those that hunt. But I heard this morning about the new mentor law that was passed to let any child go out hunting with an adult. And I just like to wonder what more is about that.
Well, here's what I know. We now have, or until this law passed, we had a mentored hunting law where anyone 10 years old or older who has a mentored hunting license could hunt with an adult who has a hunting license and who has a certain number of years experience. I think it's 5 years.
Yeah.
With one weapon and at arm's length, they have to be that close. So what this new bill does is it removes the age restriction. So anyone, regardless of age, and I believe, unless it was modified, I believe it removes the one gun or one weapon rule.
Yeah.
So a grandfather can take his 8-year-old grandson squirrel hunting, and they each have a .22, and they're sitting there under the tree. And I think that's kind of the image that most people have of how that would be implemented. But there are many other states, 33 or 34 states, that have very similar laws where there's no age limit.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Joe, for a call. And by the way, that bill passed yesterday, but I think the governor is yet to sign it.
Governor will have to sign it, and I'm not sure whether it will go into effect this year or
next year. No, well, we don't know. Chris in Watertown, it's your turn. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Larry. Our family has wooded land. We allow specific people, cousins, to hunt on it. I go out in Orange, and I know who's allowed to hunt on it, and I find people on there who are not allowed, and I ask them to leave.
Yep.
What? They're always bigger than me and have more muscles. What are my rights, and what can I do?
Yeah.
Also, a side question, can they randomly shoot morning doves while they're out there for deer?
Morning dove season ended last week, I believe. So, no. And you can't shoot any birds in Wisconsin with a rifle. So, that would not be legal anyway.
Okay.
To answer the first question, I believe trespassing is under the jurisdiction of the local sheriff.
Yes.
Not DNR warden. So if someone is trespassing without your permission, I would call the sheriff and let them handle it. You can get a license plate if they park near you. But I don't think you need to confront them directly.
Yeah, because they usually, like four of them in a car or something, and it's like one license plate, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, you certainly, Dan's given you the exact proper advice on that, because it is a local jurisdiction, and the sheriff would have to be contacted. And if you, you know, if you ask somebody to leave and they don't leave, I would certainly, I wouldn't hesitate to call the local sheriff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller, talking with Dan Small, host and producer of the public television show Outdoor Wisconsin. And he has Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, contributing editor to Wisconsin Outdoor News. And he also puts together every year the Wisconsin... I'm forgetting the...
Deer Hunt, Wisconsin.
Deer Hunt, Wisconsin. I knew it's... Wisconsin was not the first word. Deer Hunt, Wisconsin, that you're going to be able to see coming up pretty quick, as a matter of fact. Jill Nadeau, our producer here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 11:45, our birding expert Bill Volkert joins us to talk about fall migration and bird feeders. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. Right now, visiting with Dan Small about the 2017 Deer Hunt Wisconsin. And again, I think all of our lines are pretty much full, but give a call at 800-642-1234. Let's turn to Lee in Green Bay next. Lee, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to ask Dan, I'm going to be leasing. I have 440s in the northern part of the state. I'm going to lease it out to some hunters. Any comments or any help he could maybe give in, I'm going to have an agreement that they sign. And, you know, any comments that might be helpful for leasing out this property.
You know, I have not had any personal experience with leasing property, but I would say have an agreement, have a contract, maybe talk to an attorney about it.
There may even be online some suggestions for wording of a lease. I would definitely go online and take a look for sure. But I have never been involved in one either, so I can't give you much help either. Maybe somebody else has, so stay listening, and we might get a call from someone about who has been involved in leasing and can help you out there. So stay listening, Lee. Mike and Madison, your turn. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Well, thank you for this show, and thank you for doing the DNR's job and explaining the rules. Could you clarify for me? I've read a few months ago that we no longer have to carry our license, our hunting license on us, and also that we no longer have to tag the deer in the field with the little printed-out paper tag.
Yeah, and that too is covered in Deer Hunt Wisconsin, but go ahead.
That's right. These are two of the new rules for this year. You no longer have to carry your tag. You have to carry some proof that you are licensed to hunt deer and that you're licensed, if you're going to take an antlerless deer, that you're licensed to take an antlerless deer in that deer management unit and on either private or public land. Now, that information will be on the deer tag that you don't have to carry. But if you carry it, you've got the information. If you buy the Go Wild conservation card for $3.50, when you buy any license or permit, all that information is kept electronically in Madison, and it will show up on your car or on a scanner when a warden or someone scans your card. You can also have your driver's license authorized to show that information.
Yeah.
Now you do you don't have to tag the deer, but you do have to register it by 5 p.m. on the day after you recover it. So even if you, let's say you shot one yesterday, you recover him today, you've got to register it by tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And you need the unique tag number that's on that printed tag that you don't have to carry. So
it's a little strange.
Yeah. So I print them and I carry them. And my radio partner, Jeff, says, oh, I do it all electronically. He saves them on his smartphone, and he can copy and paste the tag number into the registration area, and he's done in a couple of minutes. If you know what you're doing, that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, and I think you can even have on your smartphone have that information, the license?
Yep. Yep. If you have a digital copy of your license or your tag, your authorization to hunt, that's as good as the hard copy license.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Charlie in Rushford, Minnesota, your turn. Hi, Charlie.
Hi there, Larry. So let's say I go out and I shoot a deer. I'm fortunate enough to get a deer, and I take it in for CWD testing, and they cut the lymph nodes out. And I bring that deer back home, and I process it myself. So now I have the gut pile with the urine and the feces and the organs out in the field. I have the head, the brain, the spinal column, the bones. What do I do with all that material in case it comes back with CWD testing? So those prions, if it's positive, those prions are all out in my field, or I throw them in the discard pile or whatever. How do I keep all that stuff so that if it is positive, that I don't spread it into the next generation of plants or deer?
Yeah, and then you cover that in your Deer Hunt Wisconsin video as well.
That's right. Brian Richards talks about that. He did not address the gut pile, and that is a good question.
Yeah.
We all know that a gut pile lasts about a day and a half, depending on where you are. Coyotes and other scavengers will clean it up, and they are not, as far as I know, susceptible to CWD. But as far as the bones are concerned, take them to a landfill that will bury them underground. That's the recommendation. I live in Vernon County, and our sanitary landfill has a dumpster during deer season, and it says deer carcasses, and that's where we put them, and they bury it in the landfill after the season.
I suppose you could bury them on your own property.
You could.
As well. That'd be another way to do it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that. So there you go. And it that was really a nice piece, part of the video as well, I thought. Some good shots of the bones and everything, and how to get rid of them. It's well done for sure. Thanks, Charlie. Sandy in Crawford County, it's your turn.
I have experience in two areas here. The woman who was concerned about having hunters come on her land and what her rights were and being a bit fearful.
Yeah.
In Crawford County, I have several hundred acres on two different places. In Crawford County, if someone is on your land hunting, all you need is a back tag number. You call it into the sheriff's department, and those hunters, each of them, however many there are, get a $1,500 fine in the mail.
Well, let me stop you right there, because there are no back tags anymore.
Yeah, for the first time. Yeah, so you have to go with
license.
I guess a license plate.
License plate, or take a photo of the person.
I also have hunting leases on two different places. I have people who lease my hunting land.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a contract?
I do. And my recommendation is, the contract is pretty standard, but I would tell anyone who has land to lease out, don't underestimate the value of it. Make it known that you have it available, and then see how many people come out there, and you might be surprised how much you get for your hunting lease. And interview people and find out who you feel comfortable with, and say this is the best price, that the best fee that I've been offered, and this is what I want. And it's worked well for me. We've done it for years and years.
Yeah. Did you get your lease idea off the web, or did you?
Yes. It's pretty standard.
Okay.
Usually hunters do some improvement to your land. They want to be assured that not only are they going to hunt this year, they're going to have first rights to hunt next year. Once they've gotten a place they like, they have a tendency to stick there.
There you go. Thank you, Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate the call. I do know some folks who lease, and they... some of the venison goes to the owner of the property, and there's always some. I know at harvest time they help out with some of the harvest as well.
And that's really a time-honored tradition, whether you help with the harvest, or whether you buy the family a turkey for Thanksgiving, or bring a bottle of wine or some cheese or something like that. But if you're leasing, you know, it's always nice to look at it as a tip, I suppose. You know, goodwill.
Yeah, absolutely. Norm in Oneida County, it's your turn. Hi, Norm.
Two quick ones. I was talking to a deer specialist this morning, and my understanding is the deer are now at an all-time high here in Wisconsin. And the question I have is, why no back tag?
Well, I don't know that deer are at an all-time high. They are increasing because we've had 3 mild winters in a row. We had an early spring green-up, which helps. Well, first the does would come through the winter in a healthy condition, could have multiple fawns, and then the green-up gives them plenty to eat. So I think we have a lot of deer generally across the state, and they're in good condition.
Yeah.
I would never say we're at an all-time high, and we don't count them anymore. DNR doesn't really estimate, you know, how many. We know how many we killed last year, but that's all. And the back tag question, well, that was eliminated last year. The rationale, I believe, was simplification. It's the law now, so, you know, that's the way it is.
I think there are a number of states that do not require back tags. I don't remember how many.
I think there's only one that still does, and that's New York State.
Is that right?
Yeah, where I grew up and where I'm actually going to hunt this year as well.
Interesting.
Going to start the season here and then go visit my brother in the Adirondacks and do a little deer hunting with my son up there.
Sounds like fun. Thanks, Norm. Appreciate it. Richard in Waukesha, your turn. Hi, Richard.
Hi. I have a question. I'm a patron license holder.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I can use a crossbow. I know I can use a bow. Can I also use a crossbow under this license?
Yes. The patron license allows you to use any weapon. It basically gives you all deer hunting permissions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Rachel posted a photo which is kind of interesting to me in a way because she took it from her kitchen window on the north side of Madison maybe this morning. And we are seeing a lot. Lots of towns now have deer and turkey. We have a lot of turkey wandering in my east side neighborhood of Madison.
That must be where they are, because I have not seen any this fall. I've only been deer hunting twice, believe it or not, but haven't seen many turkeys. But they are in suburban Wisconsin, that's for sure.
And Amanda on Facebook reminds pet owners to limit pet time outdoors during the gun deer season if they are outdoors. You know, it's not bad to have some sort of blaze orange on them to keep them out of the woods during that time period.
Another good idea.
Yeah, another really good idea. Thanks a lot for that. So the forecast looks, one of the parts of your video on Deer Hunt, or your show on Deer Hunt Wisconsin, talks about the forecast for each region of the state, and it looks pretty good.
It does, Larry, and without going into minute detail, in the north, we have an increase in both antlerless and bucks because there has been pretty good restriction on shooting antlerless deer. There's only 3 counties in the far north, Ashland, Vilas, and Oneida, I think, where you can't Ashland, Vilas, and Iron, where you can't take an antlerless deer, and the eastern part of Eau Claire County. But there were a dozen or more last year, and that restriction is gone. So those antlerless deer are there. And because the bucks came through the winter in pretty good condition, there are a lot more bucks up there now.
Yeah, that was great. You know, there's one thing I did want to talk with you about that is covered, and it's a really interesting story within the Deer Hunt Wisconsin video, and that's about tree stand accidents. And that's one thing I'd like to just remind everybody about.
That's a good point, Larry. Statistics tell us that one hunter in 3 will fall from a tree stand at some point in his or her career. I've done it two times that I can remember.
I've done it once.
Yeah, and once is more than enough.
Yeah.
And we have Kevin Casey on the show, who is a fellow who lives in Grant County, and he actually fell from a tree stand last fall, and he was wearing one of those full-body safety harnesses, and it caught him, and he was able to get back to his ladder and get down safely. So it's critical that you wear a harness of some sort, an approved harness, not just a belt around your waist,
because yeah.
that can squeeze the air out of you and knock you out in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, it's very, I can tell you, it's a few years back now, but on one opening day, of guy that I was hunting with fell out of the tree and really severely injured his leg. And so that was kind of the end of the deer hunt for myself and him, because we had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I mean, fortunately, he got through it, but he was laid up for quite a while. And actually, in the end, felt fortunate he didn't kill himself or paralyze himself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before we wrap up, I do want to say that if people are buying their license now and haven't already done that, we encourage you to make a contribution to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. There should be, when the screen comes up, there should be a question that you answer. Would you like to donate $2 or $5 or more? And I buy a patron license.
I do, too. Yeah.
I do $5 when I do that, which is just a small token amount. And then each time I buy a doe tag or a turkey tag, I throw in another $2. And it helps build this fund that will support management of some of our wild lands here in Wisconsin for everyone, not just for hunters.
Yeah. Well, as we said earlier, Dan, tonight's the first showing of Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and it's a great. I've luckily had a chance to look at it already, and it's another great show.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yes, tonight at 9:30 on Fox Sports Wisconsin and Fox Sports North, and at other times starting Saturday on Wisconsin Public Television Digital Channel, and actually some of the community television stations are going to be airing it around the state as well. So if you have a local station that you know, that occasionally does things like this, they'll probably be airing it. We'll have the whole schedule on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin Facebook page.
And I've forgotten one other thing. To conclude here, there is a nice section on cutting up your deer, which I've done it a lot of times, but it's nice to have that little extra education along the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Always a pleasure, Larry.
Dan Small, host producer of the Wisconsin Public Television show Outdoor Wisconsin, and he has Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. He's a contributing editor to Wisconsin Outdoor News and has received, I think it's into the hundreds of awards for his work.
A few, yeah.
He's quite a few awards for his work in promoting and talking about conservation and the outdoors. So great to have him. I'm sure he'll be back again, and we'll do this all over again. Coming up, we're going to take a look at fall bird migration with Bill Volkert. That next here on the Ideas Network.